Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, live in feeder futures are staged to open lower today. Check by follow-through selling and struggling box beef. On the other hand, lean hog contracts should open moderately higher, supported by residual buying interest and positive fundamentals. Cattle buyers could show more interest today, being both short-bought and well-margined. Look for opening bids around 124 in the south and 196 in the north, still well below asking prices of 130 and a 205, respectively. Now, if the basis strengthens further as the board softens, feedlot resolve could be compromised. The hogs seem to be on fire this week, given the way packers are supporting the negotiated country trade in terms of both higher bids and greater volume. We assume that market hog numbers are slowly but surely becoming more manageable. Yes, Saturday's kill is currently estimated to total around 65,000 head. Lean futures seem likely to open moderately higher, boosted by residual buying and improving fundamentals. Now, on our soybeans, they posted last-minute gains to close higher yesterday, helped by some export sales, while corn closed lower as next week's wealthier forecasts favor planting. Winter wheat futures closed lower as the powerful storms moved through the plains this week, provided beneficial moisture for hard red winter wheat, which will soon be in the grain filling stage. Now, the wheat markets did close lower with winter wheat leading the drop as more rain is forecast this week for the plains' winter wheat areas. Rain continues to fall in the central and southern plains, which should help winter wheat as it nears the filling stage. USDA's crop progress says Kansas wheat's 23% headed, well ahead of 15% average. Oklahoma wheat is 57% headed, and Texas is at 50%. Corn closed lower on some profit-taking yesterday as the latest 6- to 10-day forecast changed to a drier outlook for the Midwest, which should allow a restart of spring planting. We'll have a complete look at all your futures coming up in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 14 to 16, at the State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Burmaster, for information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for more details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Live cattle futures, well, the June was down 95 cents, 117.80. August down 55 at 114.70. May feeder cattle down 10, 145.07. And the August was down 72, 144.30. May hogs up 177, 76.55. June was up 165 at 79.40. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. Well, May was down 2.25, 464. July down 1.5, 476.5. Chicago wheat, May was down 5.5, 474.25. July was down 4.25 cents at 483.5. May corn down 1.5 cents, 380.75. July was down 2.5 at 384.75. May soybeans up 1.25 at 1019, and July was up 1.25 at 1028.5. May cotton's down 50 points, 63.57. July down 60 at 63.55. June crude oil's down 12, 45.21. July's down 14, 46.06. June natural gas down 4, 211. July down 4, 226 per million BTU. June gold up 63, 125.68. August up 64, 125.87. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.